There are five main themes in the display. It talks about identity. What does rural mean? And we put out a press release, in October, November, encouraging people to answer that question through photos. So we have four panels worth of photos of how people how they answered that question, and there's just some fabulous photography. Then there is the question of community and how that is a big part of rural America, and talk about land usage. And, you know, one important part of this exhibit is that we want to make history relevant. It's not just stuff that happened 100 years ago. So we do address solar and wind farms and the new ordinances that were passed for that. We talk about Native Americans and their connection to the land, and the discussion of the environmental impact study that's still going on in Shabana right now with the casino. So these are current events, and it's a little bit out of our comfort zone. But again, we're making history every day, and that's certainly part of what we want to do, is make this a safe place to have those discussions.
There's artifacts as well, looking at when you talk about community festivals. And so can you talk a little bit about some of the show and tell that goes along with that?
One of the stories in the exhibit is perseverance, how do communities remain vibrant. And this county has amazing festivals. And so that's the story that we decided to tell. So we have a crown from the Kirkland's 4th of July parade. We have a plaque from the Waterman Summerfest and Antique Farm Farm Show. We have stuff from Pumpkin Fest. We have stuff from Corn Fest. We've got stuff from Cortland. So it's really just some fun artifacts that celebrate these different activities throughout the county.
Outside of this immediate weekend, then, how can folks take advantage of the exhibit while it's still here?
We are going to have this exhibit open through June 22nd. Again, just check out our website for hours. And we're also trying something else new. We're going to be offering tours in Spanish on Saturdays at 11 o'clock and Sundays at 2 o'clock. So we've got a whole crew ready to give that presentation as well. And we have numerous programming opportunities. We're going to have musicians, we're going to have artists, we're going to have lectures. So all that information is available on our website as well.
After the Smithsonian exhibit, there'll be some other treasures, as you mentioned them. So what are the things people can look forward to later this summer?
So after the Smithsonian leaves on the 22nd, we'll pack that up. And then we're going to put some larger pieces in the center part of our display. So we have a corn sheller that was we borrowed from the Sandwich Historical Society. We're going to have a Jacob Haish engine chandelier display, and that's pretty big as well. We're also going to have Wally Throw's bike that he rode for many years in Pumpkin Fest. So even if you've come during the Smithsonian, you want to come back and see these other pieces. Different museums are going to be pulling out and having separate displays that connect to this Crossroads exhibit as well. And one story we talk about is the Globetrotters' first game in Hinckley. They have a display there, and they'll have a lot more information there. We talk about the impact of the railroad, and both Bloomin' Gardens, there were formerly a place that you would have things, Marsh Harvester, where things were manufactured and thrown onto the train. They're going to have a display there. And then up at the Kishwaukee Valley Heritage Society, there was a telephone company up there, Like Telephone, and we talk about the impact of the telephone coming out to rural America. We have 1,200 square feet. We could do an exhibit on each one of these stories. So we tell a little bit here at the History Center. But then, again, go to these other places where they are really the experts in their local history. So, again, this is a fabulous opportunity for lots of collaboration.